The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is your host, John Russell. Today, we are going to take a close look at Season 15, the new Blu-ray box set limited edition that was released in the UK quite recently. I recently got my copy of it in the mail from Amazon.co.uk. It was in great shape, and we had a tornado here last week, as of this recording, and it wasn't like right next to our house or anything, but it was, you know, down the road a ways and affected a lot of things. We did not have phone or internet or cable TV for about 4 days, so my Season 15 box had arrived just in time, so there was nothing else much to do, so I went through all, I think, 9 discs of Season 15 just to see what was what on there. So it was kind of nice to have the time to actually do that. It was, you know, it kind of sucked not to be able to get on the internet or, you know, watch any streaming services or TV, you know, regular TV, any of it. But it was nice to have that time to devote to just, you know, checking this box set out. And it is a really good box set. I won't go into as much detail as some other reviewers go into, because I think pretty much everybody knows what's on it. If you're a Doctor Who fan, obviously you are, and you're, you know, because you're listening to this, you probably know Season 15 inside and out, just like I do. But if you don't, it includes the stories Horror Fang Rock, Invisible Enemy, Image of the Findal, The Sunmakers, Underworld, and The Invasion of Time. So I'm going to touch base on some of these stories and some of the new features. On Horror Fang Rock, they not only remastered it, which it looks beautiful, it looks better than it's ever looked, they also added some new visual effects. They updated the visual effects. Not that there were a ton, but the creature now looks a little bit different. They based it on what we originally had, but expanded upon it. And they did it in such a way that it is genuinely a vast improvement, and it looks great. And a few other effects here and there, like outside the lighthouse and the creature moving around, the boat coming in and crashing on the rocks. They redid that. It was originally a model, which was not very convincing. But, you know, it worked for what it was. And I know a lot of people prefer just to watch the original episodes unaltered, and that's fine. It worked for the time. It was state of the art for the time, and it looked great from from the 1977 perspective. But from the 2024 perspective, it looks even better with the new effects. I'm cool with the new effects and things like that. As long as it is an option, you can go back to the original. I don't usually go back to the original unless I just want to compare side by side. I usually do just stick with the new effects and watch the new version. To me, it's just more palatable. I enjoy that. And I really think they did a great job with this one, with the new effects. It doesn't alter the story in any way, except it kind of just makes it a little more watchable, a little easier to watch. It's more pleasing on the eye, if you will. So I really appreciated the new effects and on that one. I thought it was great. Of course, we already had new effects for The Invisible Enemy and The Invasion of Time from the DVD releases. And those are, you know, options on here as well. And again, I always watch the new effects rather than the old stuff, but it's nice to have the option. There are some new interviews on this, of course. There's, I think it's just Tom Talks, I think is what one of them's called. It's just got Tom Baker being interviewed and talking about season 15 and things like that. And various things to do with his time around that time, the 70s. And fascinating stuff, of course. It's always fascinating to hear Tom Baker talk. So that's definitely worthwhile. There's an interview with Louise Jameson. That was interesting. A few more bits and bobs. I won't go into detail with all that stuff. Again, there's plenty of reviewers out there on YouTube that you can check out that will tell you in detail all about those things. So I don't feel the need to reiterate. But the episodes themselves, they look better than ever. They look amazing on this set. These box sets are really incredible. The cover art by Lee Binding is just beautiful. And each disc, of course, has its own artwork as well. And that looks wonderful, too. It's got the big booklet with it and all those kinds of things. All the bells and whistles that we don't get in the U.S. versions. The U.S. versions are very generic, which is why I stopped buying them, because I started buying the big limited edition sets. Yeah, it's a little more pricey, but for me it's worth it just because I like the bells and whistles. Obviously the disc contents are more or less the same for the most part on the U.S. releases, but I definitely prefer the U.K. limited edition box sets. You can also get them in a UK standard edition, which is a little bit better than the US version as well, because they're not completely generic that way. Just a sort of cut down version. They just don't have the big box and the big booklet and things like that, but the contents on the discs are the same. These are region free, of course, so you can play them in most players here in the US. So that, you know, that's a plus. I do have a couple of region-free players, but they're not really required for these sets, thankfully. I did notice recently, just as a side note, when I picked up the 2023 Christmas special, which was Shudigatwa's first full story as the Doctor, that it is actually, the Blu-ray is region locked. It is a region 2 or B or whatever you want to call it. It is specifically the region B disc. So it will not play in American players. You have to have a region free player to watch that over here. And again, like I said, I luckily have a couple of region free Blu-ray players. I have a 4K region-free player, and I have a regular Blu-ray region-free player as a backup. So, I can watch those. So I assume that has to do with Disney Plus, because they probably are not going to release any of the newer stuff on Blu-ray over here in the U.S. for a while, because they want you to subscribe to Disney Plus to watch it, of course. That's the way it goes, and I guess it's kind of understandable. I get it. But, sneaky me. Of course, I had to grab the Christmas special on Blu-ray just to see if it was a region-free or specific region B release. And it is, again, the region B. So take note of that. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about season 15. And season 15 was a great experience. They, of course, have the Behind the Sofa featurette on all the stories that they usually have in these sets. which brings together various cast members from throughout Doctor Who's history to sit and watch these episodes and comment on them and so forth. Kind of like a video commentary, but a cut down one. And I don't know if they actually sit down and watch every single episode or every single minute of the season for these. I would love to know that, but I don't know who has that information. If you know who has that information, please leave a comment down below if you're on YouTube here, or send me an email or something. darkbuilding1@yahoo.com and let me know. I want to know if they actually do sit down and watch the whole thing. So various cast members and sometimes behind the scenes people sit down and watch these episodes, and then that's the behind the sofa, which is a cool feature most of the time. This time we had Matthew Waterhouse paired up with Katie Manning, and that actually ended up being a delightful pairing. I thought those two were quite fun together. And we had Janet Fielding with Sarah Sutton and Colin Baker, which was kind of an odd an odd pairing there with those three. But it was kind of fun. It actually, as much as I like Peter Davison, I think having Colin there with those two ladies was actually a little more entertaining than usual. I'm not a huge fan of Janet Fielding as a commentator, so I kind of wish they wouldn't have her on every single behind the sofa. But this time she was not too annoying. Colin seemed to sort of drive that one, and that was cool. Also, they had Toby Haydock sitting with Louise Jameson and Pennant Roberts' wife, I believe, and watching the episodes as well. And there were a good little trio to be watching the episodes as well. So the behind the sofa's cool. And that those kind of features, those kind of extra features that you don't get on the DVDs, kind of make these sets worthwhile. So that and the interviews and extra behind the scenes features that you didn't have on the DVDs certainly make these sets worthwhile. And season 15 was a fun set. It's a good season. I kind of have never really regarded season 15 that highly until sitting down and watching a lot of it here. I didn't watch every minute of every, all 26 episodes because I've seen them so many times. I did watch the horror Fang Rock all the way through because I wanted to see the new effects and so forth. And I watched, some of Underworld and bits here and there of some of the other stories. But just to see what the quality was this time and how they've remastered them, and they do all look amazing. It's about as good as it's going to get, I think, for now. Until maybe one of these days they'll do a 4K version of them, but with AI remastering, that could happen. That could happen one day. But for now, this is what we have, and it's about as good as it gets. The best they've ever been. The best they've ever looked. So it makes the Blu-ray sets so worthwhile. So I would say highly recommended, even if you have the DVDs already of those stories. It's worth getting the box sets as they come out. And even if you want to wait just for the U.S. version, if you're over here in the U.S., there's nothing wrong with that. Again, they're just sort of generic versions. They don't have the discs don't have individual artwork and stuff like that. They don't have the big booklets that the limited editions come with. And it doesn't say season 15. It'll say like Tom Baker's complete season. What is that? Four. Yeah, his fourth season. And that's what it's going to say in the American version. Or you can wait and get the standard edition. But who knows when that's coming out? They seem to have slowed down the releases of those. They haven't stopped them, but they're not releasing them within about 6 months like they used to do. It's now within a year or so, But eventually, season 15 will come out in the UK standard edition. So if you want to wait for that, they tend to run around, I think, $40 US thereabouts. Whereas the box sets, the big limited editions now are running about 60 or 70 bucks US. If you get them from Amazon.co.uk, which is what I do. So it's a little pricey, but to me they're worth it because I like those big boxes and I want to keep my whole season's sets, you know, consistent. I want them all to be, you know, in those boxes. So and I like the bells and whistles. I'm just a sucker for that kind of stuff. But whatever version you want, that's great. If you're happy with the DVDs, that's fine too. They're perfectly acceptable. They're just not remastered this latest time, and they don't have the extra material that the new box sets have. So you're just missing out on the new stuff. So I think these box sets are wonderful. I think they're absolutely worth the money, and I certainly highly recommend them. And again, like I said, Doctor Who looks so good on Blu-ray. Is it perfect? It's still not perfect. It's you know, because, you know, you've got to think about these shows are, you know, especially season 15 is, you know, 45 years ago. So what show from 45 years ago is going to look perfect? None of them. But they have painstakingly gone through and remastered these episodes again to make them look as best as they possibly can. And they go back to the original negatives and so forth where possible. So, and, you know, you get the extra bells and whistles of the new effects on the Horror Fang Rock and new interviews with Tom Baker and Louise Jameson and, you know, a couple other features here and there that you didn't get on the DVDs. And plus you get all the extra features for the most part from the DVDs when they were released. So it's all there. It's just all there in one convenient package for season 15. And the same way with the other seasons. So I think they're worth it. That's my opinion and my opinion alone. Not everybody shares that opinion and people get tired of having to buy these things over and over again. But, you know, we're Doctor Who fans and we're suckers for it. And when they re-release and repackage, yeah, we, for the most part, we tend to dig into our pockets and do it again. What I've been doing is as I get the box sets, I just sell off my DVDs for that season and I make most of the money back. So, you know, because I can sell each DVD from, you know, 15, 20 bucks a piece anyway. So I'm basically making my money back. So I'm breaking even by getting the new box set. So some people want to keep everything, but I don't feel the need to keep my old DVDs unless there's something on, you know, a few of them. There are featurettes on the DVDs that have not yet been transferred over to the Blu-ray box sets. Most of them are going to be, they're just taking certain ones that fit better with other seasons and putting them on that. You know, if there's a special feature that talks more about, you know, something from season 10 rather than season, you know, 13 or whatever, they'll put it on the season 10 set and so on and so forth. So, if it's more relevant to a certain season, they'll move it, you know, instead of sticking it on the disc that it, you know, used to be on when it was released on DVD. That makes perfect sense. And pretty sure they're going to eventually do a Wilderness Years set because a lot of that material that came out on DVD that was pertaining to things that happened between 1989 and 2005 have appeared on certain DVDs, but they've not necessarily reappeared on box. So I personally think that they will be doing a Wilderness Years set, which will include the TV movie and, you know, things like the Paul McGann version of Shada animated. Oh, goodness. You know, there's quite a few things. Scream for the Chocolate, that animated serial that they did for the BBC iPlayer or whatever it was. And, yeah, various things that pertain to those years we're going to get in a set eventually, along with the TV movie and a Blu-ray box set. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that's a great idea. But anyway, season 15 is definitely worth your time. Of course, it's Tom Baker. It doesn't get much better than that. I'm more of a Hartnell man these days personally, but Tom Baker was the doctor that I started with, and yeah, I guess you could say he's my second favorite doctor, and hard to beat. And I can understand why anybody says, oh, he's the greatest, he's the best one, he's my favorite, blah, blah, blah. So absolutely understandable, and he is absolutely fantastic, and his run of episodes over 7 seasons were pretty awesome. There were very few clunkers in that, and certainly in season 15, I don't think any of them are, I don't think I'd call any of them clunkers, some better than others. You know, it's hard to beat Horror Fang Rock. That's probably my favorite from the season. Image of the Vendal is great. The Sunmakers is great. I have a soft spot for Underworld. But pretty much I love them all. Even when there are flaws, Invasion of Time has some flaws. Invisible Enemy has some flaws, but it's just all good fun. It's nostalgic and takes me back to that, 10-year-old that, you know, discovered Tom Baker way back in 1979 and fell in love with the series and, has loved it ever since. So, yeah, I mean, especially if you don't own the DVDs, or certainly not even all of them. You might own a few, but not all. Pick up the season, pick up the box set in whatever version you prefer it. You won't regret it. It's worth the money. All the way, it's worth the money, 100%. All right, that is my review of it. Again, I didn't go into great detail on every little thing, but there's plenty of outlets out there for you to get the information if you want more information. But you know, buy it and check it out for yourself and discover some things that maybe we didn't talk about, because there are some great little surprises on these sets, and it's just a lot of fun. It's great. So for season 15, I give it 4 TARDISes out of 5. It's great. It's wonderful. So highly recommended. Go grab it. All right. Well, we'll do another Q Who in the near future, because there's more stuff coming pertaining to the classic series. Eventually, there's going to be a Blu-ray release of the Celestial Toymaker animation, and I will be getting that one as a steelbook when it eventually comes out. It's been delayed, apparently, because it's not quite finished, and the reaction for the animation, which was previewed at the BFI recently, the British Film Institute, the fans really weren't enthusiastic about the experimental approach that they took to that animation. So I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the delay, but it's still slated to be coming out here in America in June, so I would assume that means it's still slated to come out in the UK in May. Who knows? I guess we'll see. But if it does come out in the next couple of months, I will be taking a look at it, and I'll give you my 2 cents worth. I have an open mind about it, but what I've seen of it, yeah, it's different. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm reserving judgment. But if and when it comes out, I will certainly review it here on Q Who, and hopefully soon we'll have another episode for you. So, you know the drill. In the meantime, please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.